last week, gentle listeners, has been one which does wonders for the blood pressure but plays merry hell with the pundit gland. A week full of things I should care about, but really, no. So, as the younglings return to school tomorrow, and in the fine tradition of all educators bereft of inspiration, here's a pop quiz. 12 questions, no multi-choice, and you won't get a pass just for showing up. 1. When God closes a door, he opens a window, but does he have to enjoy slamming it on your fingers? 2. Auckland's Rugby World Cup Party Central is now a tent, apparently. Who's going to be sober enough to notice? 3. Yes, Mr. Key, I have a big man crush on Barack Obama too, but was inviting him over for a play date really the biggest story to come out of last week's nuclear security summit? 4. Michael Laws gets a talkback roasting after being hit with an instant fine for driving with an unrestrained child. Has it put a dent in his gargantuan karmic deficit? 5. Can you actually disagree with a policy like whānau ora when the details are as scanty as a stripper's costume at the end of her routine? 6. Could someone please tell One News that the rash of yellow peril are buying all our farm stories is so century before last? It's also not true. 7. Every holiday season, the killer roads go on the rampage again. Do you think the sentient tarmac has been framed? 8. Kick-Ass is an ultra-violent comic book movie in theatres now. Why are the usual suspects more up in arms about 13-year-old actress Chloe Grace Moretz saying all the words you can't even think on radio, but not so much about the ultra-violence? 9. Is anyone else finding grumpy Manho Tiger Woods much more interesting than the original recipe? 10. Would you feel any sympathy for the Waihopai 3 if they were on your front lawn? 11. Wasn't there something ghoulishly ironic about the death of Polish President Lech Kaczynski and 97 others dying in a plane crash on their way to mark the 70th anniversary of the Kachin Massacre, which was the murder of Polish prisoners of war by the Soviets? And 12, and finally, Wednesday is Administrative Professional Day. Say political correctness gone mad, and will it be your last? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Put down your pencils and pass your papers forward, and remember, no news is good news.